This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The online movie ticket company Fandango has been making a lot of hay over the opening of 50 Shades of Grey this weekend. But even so, most movie tickets are sold the old-fashioned way, through the little hole in the plexiglass in front of the theater. But there is a new push to change this, as Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports.
Unlike buying a book from Amazon, if you buy a movie ticket from your phone, you pay extra. Rebecca Lieb is an analyst with Altimeter Group.
What do consumers get for paying a premium for online movie tickets?
With, say, a big concert, you have to buy ahead of time to make sure you get a seat.
People will walk up to a box office and say, what do you want to see? You want to see this one or you want to see that one?
She says there's another barrier to selling more tickets online. Lots of moviegoers are teenagers who, as a rule, don't love planning and don't have credit cards. But Michael Pachter, an analyst with Forrester Research, thinks it will eventually be worth the industry's while to do what it takes to move all sales online. The customer data is too valuable to pass up.
Do you think if we called up Disney, they could tell me whether you had seen Iron Man 1, 2, or 3 in the theater? They have no idea.
But they could if I'd bought my tickets online.
And that would give them an opportunity to sell you Iron Man on DVD or Iron Man merchandise for Halloween or whatever.
Something else to look forward to. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.